Good afternoon, Divorce & Smyrna Restaurant Spa.
Hey, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. So I went a little out of my element. I was having a hard time reaching Dan, the owner, who was a super nice guy. I just can't get him on the line for some reason. I don't know if he doesn't like me or what the whole deal is. So I called. I looked at the business. I called them, okay?
Okay.
So Zach picked up the phone. I said, hey, you know, I sent you an email. He hasn't been getting my emails, apparently. He's like, hey, have you emailed me? I'm like, yeah, I've emailed you. So here's what's going on. I said, hey, Zach, you know, don't think I'm undercutting Dan, but I'm just trying to help us get this resolved. I'm not authorized to make any changes. He said that you guys were talking, so I said, maybe, you know, I would think a good idea is for you to reach out to him, put together, and this is just me thinking, put together a final invoice, because what they want to do is, they want to do, I think, like, just get a credit or return one of the fryers, which I can't give anyone, say, hey, I allow that, it's not in my purview, I'm not in documentation or processing, but put together a final invoice of what the final invoice is. I'll show those changes to my funding department. I'll say, hey, look, this customer, here's the equipment they changed out. Here's the final stuff they financed. Here's it with here's the serial numbers as well. Can we do any addendum to make these people happy?
Sorry.
So just reach out to him, get that final list. Then I'll send it to the funding department, and then, of course, I've got to get Dan's okay before anything is processed, but I think that'd be the logical next step. So if you and Zach and Dan can talk, that'd be great, and hopefully figure out an issue, and then hopefully get it sewn up.
Okay. I will reach out to him.
Thanks a ton. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.